We welcome you back to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf, Eagles and the Cardinals on Sunday in Glendale, Arizona. And we've got a small list of some players that we're going to keep our eyes on. Bo, you started up the offensive line a lot better with Lane Johnson in there.
That's right. And obviously this offensive line is still waiting to get Jason Kelce and Evan Mathis back, hopefully fairly soon. But for now, I think Lane Johnson is the guy who's going to make that offensive line take that next jump. We saw the jump he took from week one to week two, how much better he played in that second game. Now he's got a full week of conditioning. He had the week off for the bye, but he got thrown into the mix playing in that week five game. Now he gets to get his body more acclimated, and I think he's ready to make a big impact.
I'm going
to
start on the defensive side of the football. As Bo said a little earlier, the Cardinals have a dynamic group of receivers. They've got a dynamic running back, Andre Ellington. They go four deep at wide receiver. So I'm going to keep my eye on Malcolm Jenkins. He's been the guy who's pulled it all together for the Eagles secondary. And in this game, with Carson Palmer dropping back and looking for the likes of Larry Fitzgerald and John Brown and Michael Floyd and Ted Ginn Jr., I think the Cardinals may be the most diverse group of receivers the Eagles have seen so far. Malcolm Jenkins certainly will have to pull this Eagles secondary together, make sure that there are no communication errors on Sunday.
Well, in terms of diverse receiver options, the Eagles have one of their own in Zach Ertz, the second-year tight end who's been so impressive and who we expected to have a very big season. He hasn't had quite maybe the numbers we expected at this point in the season, but that's because Nick Foles spreads the ball around so well. This Eagles offense has so many options. The Cardinals' defense, though, has struggled against tight ends since the beginning of last season. This could be a big week for Zach Ertz.
And you mentioned Nick Foles. He is obviously a player that we're all going to keep our eye on. And up and down, first six games for Foles. Some struggles in the red zone, too many turnovers after a nearly perfect 2013 season. What kind of player is Nick Foles in this final 10 games of the regular season? What about his ball security, his decision-making, his accuracy down the field? They're all going to have to improve for the Eagles because the schedule does not get any kinder in these final 10 games, four of the next six on the road, and some really tough ones at Lincoln Financial Field. So Nick Foles needs to get back to that 2013 form and get this offense to the level that Chip Kelly wants it to be. This offense should be dynamic. And really, the red zone and the turnovers I've been harping on all season long.
You have.
Nick Foles has to be better, along with the rest of the team.
And, of course, the bye week, very important. In terms of health, getting this team healthier, Darren Sproles suffered that injury against the Giants. We don't know whether he's going to play this week, but he'll be a player to follow. But the big guy we're keeping our eye on is the guy in the middle of the defense, Michael Kendricks, who has missed some time. He said on his blog that he's going to practice this week. We don't know whether that means he'll play. But obviously, if he does play, getting him and D'Amico Ryans back together will mean a lot for this defense.
Yeah, it really will. And both, again, the way the Cardinals run their offense, they get the football to running back Andre Ellington. And if you don't know his name, he's a second-year player from Clemson, 5'9", 199 pounds, very versatile, excellent out of the backfield as a receiver, 30 touches in the Cardinals' win over the Raiders on Sunday. Eagles are going to need their linebackers to play well at the line of scrimmage, offer some pressure against Carson Palmer. If Kendricks is out there, that would be a huge boost for this Eagles
defense. His speed, sideline to sideline, big factor.
Yeah.